Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Hey, Omud Beis, page 75, side B. Bekonasti Miso al Odom Harishain, and I punished and made death on the first man. Because the word to Pecha refers to the kever, to the grave, because it is hollow, just like a tof, like a drum. The Gemara goes back now to explain the pasuk in Yeshaya Dalet pasuk Hey that was brought down before, which is in the pasuk it says there Uvro Hashem al kol mechoin har tzion ba'al mikra eho anan yoiman v'chulu. So the Gemara is explaining now Mai v'al mikra eho. What is the meaning of v'al mikra eho? Amar Rabbi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Loi b'Yerushalayim shel Olam Hazeh, Yerushalayim shel Olam, Loi k'Yerushalayim shel Olam Hazeh, Yerushalayim shel Olam Haba. That not like the Yerushalayim of this world is the Yerushalayim in the world to come in the future, in the time of redemption. Because Yerushalayim shel Olam Hazeh kol horeitzel lalos oila. In Yerushalayim, in this world, anyone who wishes to go up can go up, as opposed to Shel Olam Haba, in the world to come. And Olim Elo Hamezu Monim Lo, the only ones who would be able to go up is only those who have been invited to her. V'amar Rabba Om Rabbi Yochanan, further says Rabba name Rabbi Yochanan, Asidim Tzadikim, in the future, the righteous people, Shel Nikroin Al Shmoy Shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, that in the future to come, they will be called on the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they will be named Hashem. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Mem Gimel Pasuk Zayin, Koil HaNikru, Nikra Bishmi, anyone, all that are called in my name, this is refers to the Tzadikim, because V'lichvoidi Berosiv Yitzartiv Afasisiv, they were created to glorify Hashem, so they will in the future be called in His name. They will be Nikra Bishmi. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeinu Rabbi Yochanan, and further, another is Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachmeinu said name Rabbi Yochanan. Shloisha Nikru al Shmoi Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are three which are called in the future will be called by the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Elohim, and the followings are Tzadikim, Umashiach, V'Yerushalayim. Tzadikim, Hodamorim. Tzadikim is, this is that we just quoted from the Pasuk from Kol HaNikra Bishmi. Mashiach, Mashiach Diksi, because with regards to Mashiach, it's written in Yirmiyach of Gimel, Pasuk Vav, V'zeh Shmoy Asher Yikroi, and this is the name you shall call him, Hashem Tzidkenu. So, we see that he will be called in the future with the name of Hashem. Yerushalayim, Diksiv, Yerushalayim is also called the name of Hashem, because the Pasuk says with regards to the distribution of the land, that Hashem says to Yechezkel about Yerushalayim surrounding on the four sides, in Pasuk Yechezkel, Memches, Pasuk Lamed Hey, Soviv Shmoina Osor Elef, the surrounding of the city should be 18,000 sticks, V'shem Ha'ir, Miyem Hashem Shoma, and the name of the city it says Miyem Hashem Shoma. So Rabbi Yochanan Darshan is Al Tikre Shoma Elo Shma, so that Miyem Hashem, that it will be called in the name of Hashem Yisbarach. Amar Rabbi Lozor, says Rabbi Lozor, Asidim Tzadikim Sheimdun Lifneihem Kodesh, that the Tzadikim in the future, that it will be said before them by the angels, that the angels will say to them Kodesh, Kederech She'emrim, in the similar way as they say, as the angels say, Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, as they say before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Dalet Pasuk Gimel, V'hoya Anishar B'tzion V'anoysar B'Yerushalayim Kodesh Ye'omar Loi, those who were left in Zion and left over in Jerusalem, will Kodesh will be said to him, that the tzaddikim that will merit to remain in Yerushalayim in the time of the redemption, that the malachim will say before them Kodesh. ואמר רבא אמר רבי יוחנן, and Rabbi said name Rabbi Yochanan, Osi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lagbiyas Yerushalayim, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will raise Yerushalayim Sholosh Parsois Lamailo, three Parsois above, Shenemar, because it's written in the description of Yerushalayim during the time of the redemption in Zechariah Yudalet Posik Yud. So over there the Posik begins with Yisoy Kol HaOretz Ko'arova Migeva L'Rimoin Negev Yerushalayim. And the pasuk says, "V'ra'amo v'yoshvo sachteho." That means that in the future, all the mountains that surround Yerushalayim will turn into flatland, just like Arava. That means Yisuf kol ha'aretz ka'arava. So, in order so that Yerushalayim should be appear as it's higher and raised than all of them. V'ra'amo. And everything is below her, and she's higher than everything else. And Rabbi Yochanan learns out from there, "Mai tachteho." What is the meaning of the verse "Yosha tachteho"? To teach us that Yerushalayim will be, in addition, will be raised kisachteho, just like what's underneath her. The three parsois, which is the length of the day. So, how do we know that the length of Yerushalayim, like a day, is three parsois? Amar Rabbe says, Rabbe, Omar li hahu sova, that this elderly fellow told me, Lididi chozi li Yerushalayim kamaisa, I saw Yerushalayim in nowadays, utlosa parsoi havi, and it was, the measure was three parsois. V'shemo toimar yesh tsar lalus, that there is going to be, perhaps you will say there will be pain to go up to Yerushalayim because it's so high. Talmud loimar, the pasuk teaches us that it actually is going to be no difficulty at all, because with regards to the ingatherings of the exiles of the Bnei Yisrael, it says in Yeshaya perek samach pasuk ches, mi eile ka'of of tuufenu v'chayonim el arubayseim. Who are those who fly quick like a cloud? Of tuufenu, they fly like the cloud. V'chayonim el arubayseim is like the pigeons who hastily fly to their nests. So we see that the aliyah, the going up to Yerushalayim, will be without a tircha, without hardship. Amar Rapapa says, Rapapa Shmami, no, since Rabbi Yochanan compared the Aliyah to Yerushalayim to a cloud, we can learn, Hai Ivat Losi Parse Midle, that the clouds are higher, are above the ground, three parsois. Because according to the words of Rabbi Yochanan, HaKadosh Baruch will raise Yerushalayim three parsois. And in the Pasuk it says over there, on Mi Eile Ka'av Tu Ufeno, that Yerushalayim was equated to the cloud. So we see that a cloud is higher from the earth, three parsois. Now the Gemara is going to explain the prophecy of Zechariah, who prophesies with regards to Yerushalayim, Zechariah Beis, Pasuk Hei and Chetuches. Amar Rav Chanina Bar Papa, so Rav Chanina Bar Papa says in the beginning, Biketesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Los Eses Yerushalayim B'mido. Hashem wanted to give a measure to Yerushalayim and a boundary, and leave it small. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Va'omar ono ato hoylech." Where are you going to? And I said, "Where are you going to?" Va'yomer elai, and he said to me, "Lomoides Yerushalayim, to measure Yerushalayim, lireis kamaroch ba'vekamorka, to see how long, how wide, and how long it is." So to set up its measure so that it shouldn't widen more than this amount. Amru Malach Hashoros v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the angels that serve said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalolo, Master of the World, Har Beikrochim Krakim Barosa Ba'ilam Choshel Umesoilom, many cities you created in your world of the nations of the world. V'loi Nosati, in other words, Krakim is cities and metropolitans in the world of the Yom Sa'ilam, V'loi Nosato Midas Orkon Midas Rochbon, and you did not give the measure for the length and width, which means you didn't limit them the measure, and they continuously widen and grow without any limits. And Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim sheshimcha b'soicha, your name is in it, u'mikdoshcha b'soicha, and your sanctuary is in it, v'tzadikim b'soicha, and the righteous are in it. Atonaisim b'amida, you're going to give a measure, miyod. So immediately God agreed to the words of the Malachim. And that's why the Navi continues, v'yomer elov, and he said to him, Rutz daber el hanar halos. Go speak to this youngster, lamer, saying, prozis teishev Yerushalayim, meirev adam u'behema b'soicha. That the angel was sent quickly to say to Zechariah, who was still a youngster, and he told him that Yerushalayim will be just like the other cities that are prozis, that are without a wall, and you can add to it and you can widen it as it's necessary. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Os HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohosif al Yerushalayim, that in the future HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add on Yerushalayim, which was in the beginning long, 3 parsois, 1,000 tefev ginoyes, 1,000 times as the number of tefev, gardens. This means 1,000 tefev with gardens, 1,000 kefel migdolim, the 10 times like the number of kefel will be filled with migdolim, with towers. 1,000 litzui b'ronoyos, 1,000 times the number of litzui, there will be these great palaces, b'ronoyos. 1,000 ushnei shiloi toi tafrois, 1,002 times the number of shiloi, there will be smaller palaces, toi tafrois, there are the smaller palaces. V'chol achas v'achas, and each one of these, havya kitzipoidi b'shalvosa, it's going to be as large as tzipoidi during the time of its peace. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yosi said, we learned that Rabbi Yosi said, Anira isi tzipoidi b'shalvosa, I've seen the city of tzipoidi during its quiet. V'hoyu bo meya u'shmoinim elef shvokim, and in there were 180,000 streets, shall moichre tzike kedera, that they sold there. It's a kind of a food which is called tzike kedera. Now the Gemara brings a pasuk from Yechezkel, from the book of Yechezkel, Perek Malvav, which deals with the descriptions of the rooms that were in the that will be in the third Beis Hamikdash. And this is also learned, this verse, on the praise of Yerushalayim and the future. It says, V'hatzlois tzelo el tzelo, sholish u'shloishim pamim. So the Gemara says, my sholish u'shloishim pamim. What is the meaning of 3 and 30 times? Amar Ablevi, says Ablevi of Rapapi, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua de Sichni, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua of Sichni. Im shloisha Yerushalayim hem, if in the future the length of Yerushalayim will be 3 times as it's right now, kol achas v'achas yeshbo shloisha medoidim v'maylo. So each one of them will have buildings that each building would have 30 stories high, shloisha medoidim v'maylo, 30 story high. Im shloishim Yerushalayim hem, but if the size of Yerushalayim will be 30 times than it is today, kol achas v'achas yesh bo shloishim medoidim l'mayla. So then each one of the structures will have three structures. Okay, now back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah explained the law of one who sells a boat. What is sold with it? Now the Gemara is going to discuss the ways of how one acquires the Meshicha, the Kinyan, that one draws the boat to himself, which is required to purchasing a boat. Hitmar, we learned in Abraisa, Sfino, a boat, from what point is it konui, is it bought, is it acquired to the buyer? Rav Omar, Rav says, Kevon Shemoshach Kolshu, once he pulls it, even any amount, which is basically a kolshu, is a tefach, either a hand, a tefach, or a half a tefach, kono, he's already koinu. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, Loi kono, he is not koinu, achiyim sheches kula, until he pulls the entire thing, which means that the end of the boat comes to the spot where the head of the boat was in the beginning, so, which means that the entire boat moved from its place. So the Gemara thinks that this is a similar agreement, a disagreement which we find already in the Tanoim, that argue in a similar way. Leimo kitanoi. Shall we perhaps say that the argument of Rav and Shmuel is a disagreement of Tanoim? Because we learned in a Braise that explained the Mishnah in Kiddushin, over there in Chofei Yomet Beis in Kiddushin, it says over there that a Behema Gasa, a thick animal, a big animal, is acquired, is Koin Nikna through Mesira, and a Behema Daka, a small animal, is Nikna with Meshicha by pulling it, Ketza. So how does the Brice explain over there, is a Behema Gasa, the big animal, Koin Bimisira? So the Brice explains, Achozo Betalpa, if he holds on in her foot, or bisora, or in her hair, or beukof, or in the saddle, shaloho, that's upon her, the saddle for a person sitting, or bishlif shaloho, or in the load which is tied on top of her, or bifrumya shabipia, or in the muzzle that's in her mouth, or bizug, or in the bell shabitzavora, that's in her on her neck. So once the buyer held on to any of these by the instruction of the seller that he told him, Lei chazek v'kni, go make a chazok and koina kno, he was already koin. And the Raisa continues, Ketzad b'mishicha, how do we acquire the smaller animal through mishicha? And the Brice explains, for example, koira lo vihibo, that the buyer calls the animal to come to him, and she goes to him because of his calling her. Oishi kisha b'makel, or he knocks her with a stick, v'rot solifonov, and the animal runs in front of him. So kevon sha'okra yod v'regel, kono. Once she raised a hand and a foot, he already acquired her. So although the animal did not move totally from its place, because the other foot and hand remained in their place, it's already koinem. Rabbi Achi, v'amri le Rabbi Achi omer, Rabbi Achi, and some say Rabbi Achi said, no, that the lekeach does not acquire the animal, achet halich v'loi koimosa, until the animal moves both of her feet and her legs. So the Gemara says, Leima Rav de Omar Kitana Kama. So let us say that Rav, that according to the opinion of Rav, in by the boat is like the same as the Tanakama by the Behema, that according to both of them, it's enough with just any kind of a Meshicha, just any little kind of Ushmul de Omar. And Shmuel says like Rabbi Acha, that we need to pull the behemah in its entirety, Malaika Masa, and that's why he needs the boat to move totally back to the new place. And the Gemara says, no. The Gemara explains that we can say that there is a distinction between the boat and the animal. Omaloch Rab. So Rab will say to you, I know the Amri Afil Rabbi Acha. I can say my opinion even according to the opinion of Abacha, who requires a Meshicha with the entire height of the entire animal to move, because we can say Adkan lekomer Abacha elo bebalechai, because Abacha didn't say his din only with regards to animals. Because the Afa Gab the Okra Yod Veregel Beduchta Kaimo. Because despite the fact that the animal raised its foot and its hand, but nevertheless the entire body of the animal still stayed in its place and it was leaning on his hand and the other foot, it never moved them at all. And therefore, that's not called Meshicha. As opposed to a boat, and once you pull it a little bit, it turns out that the entire boat has been moved of its place. And there is no part of the boat remaining in its original place. And therefore, it's possible Rab Acha would agree that it's sufficient just with a Meshicha, any kind of Meshicha. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, I can hold, even like the Tanakama, that it's sufficient by picking up a hand and a foot. Because you can say, at kan like Omar Tanakama, the Tanakama did not say his din, that that it is sufficient to move the foot and the hand, is by balachaim, is by animals. The kivon de mikora yod veregel, the kivon de meakra yod veregel, because once it moves the foot and the hand, idoch limaakar kayima, the other foot is already standing. Also, the other hand and foot are standing already to be moved, and therefore we consider it as if he actually was oiker them to. Avol sefina, but by a boat that it does not stand to be pulled further. Imoshich lo kulo in. If he pulls the entire thing, then yes. Iloi loy. But if he doesn't push the entire thing, no. So the Gemara thinks to hinge the machloikis of Rab Mashmul in another machloikis of Tanoi. Leima kohani Tanoi. Let us say, like it follows these Tanoi. So perhaps Rabbi Shmuel argue in the machlokes of the Fantanam. The Tanya, we learned in Abraisa, Sfino Niknes b'mishicha. A boat is acquired by drawing it. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson says, Sfino, a boat, the Oisius, and letters, meaning one who sells or gives a gift to his friend a document of a debt, so that he should merit and receive, you should own the document and the debt that's written in him. So those are the oisias, the letters that the person owes him. His niknos b'mishicha, they can be acquired with mishicha.